Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining the Coin Scoop once again. I'm your host, Ruben.
And I'm your second host, Chris Crypto. What's going on, Crypto Clownfish?
Don't forget, like and subscribe our channel. Also, like and subscribe Chris Crypto's personal channel. And also, a disclaimer once again, as we do usually once a week. No member of the Coin Scoop is a financial advisor. This is in no way, shape, or form any financial advice. Any investment made by yourself, family, or friends are being done so at your own risk. And please make sure you do your own due diligence, or you can just like and subscribe to the Coin Scoop. And with that being said, let's get the show on the road.
Just one thing before we start.
Shoot.
This is I don't know what to say about this, but you know Halloween is next week, right?
That I do know.
Okay, so why the hell are you dressed like Freddy Krueger today? What is wrong with you? Huh?
That's
You look like a cool Freddy Krueger right now, bro.
funny. I have my shades still on. Literally just pretty much got back already from dinner with the parental units.
That's
And
right.
we were out pretty much all day. Don't say anything. We won't say anything.
Oh, okay, because I was literally about to start
Eventually,
singing.
I know. Don't say
Oh,
anything.
man.
We'll eventually say it. People will know sooner or later once we hit the fame button.
That's
Bah!
right. That's right, baby. I gotta say also, I'm loving Sphere, man. I'm loving that
All
Sphere,
right.
bro.
Good, 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 good. I was gonna say, definitely anybody that is watching now or will be watching the archived videos, check out Sphere Social. We do have a link to it down in our description, but what we're gonna do is, because it's weird, it's kind of hard to find the link to log in or to register. So we'll include that link so you guys could check us out. Join the Coin Scoop group. I cannot say this enough. And definitely, when you get on, request Ruben Space at the Coin Scoop and
Chris, am I on there? Yeah, Chris Crypto, CHRI5CRYPT0, and join our group there. Also, we have a group, the Coin Scoop. So check us out, guys. It's definitely cool. It's now when because I signed up under you, right? So weren't you supposed to get some tokens? Did you get? I got to look into that more. But are
I
there?
still don't even know how to check, to be honest with you. I gotta check it. I've gotten my beak wet. We're getting some action on there. I think I got almost close. I think I've got close to like 70 or 80 fucking people following already on there alone. And I've only been on it for like 48 hours.
Is that platform on a? I don't think it's on a blockchain. This does have to. I gotta look into that. I mean, it doesn't
I
seem like
think
it's.
it is. It is gonna be on a blockchain, or it is on a blockchain, whatever the case may be. But
Okay,
it's,
'cause there's
I mean,
supposed to
I
be some
don't.
type of tokens in the platform also, but I've been looking everywhere. I can't. I'm searching on the posts and people, and I can't really
You know
find
what you got
anything
to
related to
do?
that.
Do this, all right? What I got to do is go back to Dr. Saint Hilaire. In one of his descriptions that he talks about it, if you just type in Sphere Aaron Saint Hilaire, he has like three links in his description, which technically, I mean, since we're talking about it now, we might as well. Regardless, he has more followers and everything, but we should definitely include that in our description, so nobody gets confused, because it's the craziest shit. You could Google it and you won't be able to log on. It won't give you any information. You may come across the main page, but it's weird. It's hard to find. And it's probably because, which is like I said, remember when I was trying to log on with a third email that we have? It wouldn't let us log on for shit. And it's because, I mean, this is literally like the Facebook of the crypto world. And We are literally, I mean, we are one of the first few people to get in on this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's exactly how it was with me and Steam It. You know?
Yeah.
That's exactly how it was with me and Steam It. But I like this. I actually like the layout. I like this platform more. I like the design of it more than Steam It. Steam It is just like, ugh. I think it needs so much work done. I don't even know what to say about that. About yeah. Steam It anymore, you know? You know, I could sit there literally and use Sphere and actually be like engaged in it and you know, and having mm-hmm. fun. I mean, Steam It just, I don't know. It needs an overhaul, to say the least. And I hope I'm not the only one that thinks like that, because
You're right, though. I mean, but then again, I mean, I really wouldn't know. I mean, I can't even say I've gotten my beak wet with Steam It. But I mean, a lot of people have had good experiences with Steam It, though. You know, I've said before, what may not work for us may work for someone else, and vice versa.
Oh yeah, funny. Like, a lot of people, especially newbies, right? So this is directed towards the newbies. Anybody who's new in crypto, you always hear a lot. Okay, how do I get started? Like, how do I get started in Bitcoin? How do I get some Bitcoin? How do I get started in crypto? And one of the first answers, and one of the many answers you hear, is, okay, well, you know, go to Coinbase and buy some Bitcoin, right? Which is, you know, if people just want to get Bitcoin like that, yeah, they could get it like that. Or they could sit there and earn Bitcoin, right? So for newbies, you guys can sit there and you can earn Bitcoin by just signing up for an account on Steam It. And posting pictures. You don't even have to write blocks. You could post videos. You could post pictures. You could write a poem and just be consistent with it. You know, every day, just be consistent with it. And eventually you'll start earning Steam. And in return for that, in turn for the Steam, you can get, flip it for Bitcoin. And that's how you get your first Bitcoins.
Hey, Aaron St. Hilaire got started off like that. I mean, you pretty much got started off like that too.
Yeah.
You're making some you're making some pretty good noise, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. And damn, that reminds me, I gotta update Steam It. Wow. I haven't updated Steam It with our videos, man. I probably have like 10-15 videos to put over to Steam It now.
How about our podcast?
Yeah, podcast, that's every day. That's
every day it's going up, right? Yeah.
So we're getting some we're getting a lot of hand claps and a lot of ears on Anchor FM. So to everybody who's watching, there's an app. It's for podcasts. You can make your own podcast. It's amazing what this app does. But check out
They make it Anchor. Real easy too.
Very easy. So guys, check out Anchor, the app, ANCHOR. It's for podcasts. It has people, you know, with all different types of podcasts. It's actually an awesome application. So, but and you could find us on there also, along with whatever else interests you.
definitely. So what's going on new in the crypto world? We pretty much haven't touched base at all today. This is the first time we're pretty much touching base, maybe one or two texts here and there, but we didn't even get too much into anything, really.
No.
I know you were able to review some things. I was able to look at like maybe one thing, nothing really much, you know, being today's occasion.
What's the can you head over to CoinMarketCap and just give a quick rundown of the what the prices are looking like? I see somebody
Which
in the chat.
Which price are you talking about?
I see somebody in the chat. I can't tell from here.
How do you see somebody in the chat and I don't?
You have to, I don't know.
Hold on a second. All right, Oz. Okay, so you probably just got it before me. He said, my stream cuts out every time it goes to Chris. Is it happening to anyone else?
Oh.
I don't know. It's not happening to me. It's not happening to me.
No? Well, no. That sucks. And you could see me fine. You could hear me fine. Everything's good.
Yeah. I see you coming through good.
All right.
All right. So we got to try to figure out what the fook is up with that.
Yeah. Hopefully. I see it from here, so it looks good on my end. It looks good here, and I have it running on a separate computer, so it's probably. Oz, are you talking about the video itself or the audio also?
All right, I guess he'll get back to us on that.
Yeah.
All right, so what are we talking about here? You just want to know some of the top boys in the game right now, what the prices are?
Yeah,
So we
just run down.
have Bitcoin 5929, Ethereum 298, Ripple 20 cents, Bitcoin Cash 344, Litecoin 55, Dash 284. NEM, NEM, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, M as in Michael, at 20 cents. BitConnect, 218. NEO, $28. And Monero, $87. Those are the top 10
Nice, nice,
right now
nice.
for today. Should we go through the next 10 or leave it at that?
You know what? Do a quick rundown on the next 10 because that's where I have most of my stuff.
Iota 41 cents, Ethereum Classic $10, QTUM $10, Omise Go $7, Cardano 2 cents, actually 3 cents because it's 0.026. No, it's 0.02. So, what is that?
Two
Two
cents.
two two tenths of a penny?
Two cents. Two
Oh, two
cents.
cents. Yeah, I'm sorry, my bad.
Two cents.
Lisk, $5. Zcash. Uh-oh, you've spoken about Zcash. It's been tickling your pickle for a few days
Zen.
now.
Zen cash. Zen
Yep.
cash.
Oh, Zen
Zen
Cash. Yeah,
cash. Yeah, which is a fork
my
of Z
sorry.
cash.
233. Stellar Lumens, 34 cents or 3 cents. Tether 99 cents and Stratus $4.25.
Yay,
Those are your top
Stratus.
20.
Yay,
And actually, I know because
Stratus.
you have I know because you have some waves. We'll go to 21 at $3.60.
And Ark. What's Ark looking like?
$2.56 and Steam is at 96 cents.
Cool. Because everybody knows I'm married to Ark and
Yeah, I know.
Stratus and Waves. Those are like my big boys right there, you know?
Yep.
Interesting.
Nice.
Interesting,
All right.
man. So
Pretty cool. Cool.
Bitcoin's about to crack the 6 Gs again.
Yeah, it
You
is. But
know?
one thing that scared me is today, one of the big advocates backing, and I'm talking about backing,
Okay.
married to Bitcoin and the crypto community, Warren Buffett.
Okay. What do you what did
This
he yes?
Gentleman today said that he, for some reason, now has a feeling that this is a slight bubble that we're approaching.
I mean, listen. It could have some merit to it as far as because of the hard fork. I mean, look what happened with big perfect example, guys. Look what just happened with Bitcoin Gold, right? What happened? It went over 6,000. The Bitcoin Gold fork happened, and Bitcoin went down to 50 something in the low to mid 50s, 5,000s, I'm sorry. So right after the fork, it went right back down, and then now that. It's shooting back up now, I guess, because people want to. I don't know. Maybe they flipped the Bitcoin Gold and now they're pushing it back into Bitcoin to ramp up for Segwit 2x now. So they're going to do the same thing. And what's going to happen after the Segwit 2x fork? It's going to probably go back down again. But either
I
way,
mean, it's,
it's.
I guess it's a natural thing, I guess you could say, just because of the fact that, the more it gets, the more populated, I guess you could say that the industry gets, the less the value will go down of certain coins. And, obviously the more coins that come into the industry, only the strong will survive.
That's right, baby. That's right. It's funny to me, man. Also, BitConnect, man. Every time Bitcoin goes up, BitConnect goes up, you know? It's like they're tied to each other. You know, everything else will go down. Everything else will be in the red. But when Bitcoin goes up, you better believe that BitConnect is going to go up. So, it's looking interesting. It's looking very interesting. Do
Very
you know
cool.
who? Well, I'm not going to mention his name, but another YouTuber. But I won't mention his name.
Why?
Nah, I don't know. Just, you know. I mean, I like him. I watch his videos, but no. But I don't know. So Warren Buffett said it's going to be in a bubble.
He said it's in bubble territory now.
It's in bubble territory. What does he know? What does he know?
I mean, he's just a billionaire. Probably one of the richest fucking guys in the world right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's funny how one of the richest guys in the world in the fiat system is somebody who could be the richest person in the world in the crypto system can be two completely different people. You know? And they both have very different principles, crypto, fiat. They're just completely different from each other. It's very separated. Even though, unfortunately, crypto is connected at the end of the day to, you know, to the dollar or dollars, you know. And I think eventually they need to get away from that, though.
That it be. Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, it's still, everybody's still kind of wet behind the ears when it comes to it, you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Shoot.
Have you, what were you going to ask me? Go ahead, and then I'll chime in. No, go ahead.
Shoot.
Go ahead, big boy.
What's up with the AMD devices right now?
Oh, they're saying they're, I don't know, I read that article. They're saying that
they're kind of plateauing. They're hitting like a mark where, I mean, they were going through this huge spike, and then now they're going through this plateau right now.
I guess. It didn't make sense to me because it's like, all right, well, obviously, the thing is with them, they don't know, right? They're just, again, they're speculating that because of this rise in cryptos, because of the rise in the business, in their business for the GPUs, like, they don't want to say it's connected because they don't know for sure. Like, they don't have actual, like, whatever they call, you know, statistics or analytics or whatever. They don't have hardcore proof that shows, okay, people are buying them for cryptos or people are buying them for gaming, you know, so they don't want to say, oh, it's the rise for the GPUs was for crypto, so they don't want to say that. But I don't know, it's we got to see what happens, you know. I mean, it's definitely,
you got a lot of people, you got a lot of people knocking it, you know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, that could be just because a lot of people are fucking intimidated. They're just intimidated. You got what's his face, the co-founder of PayPal, who's saying that fucking PayPal is under, or it's being, I don't know if I said that right. PayPal, the co-founder of PayPal, says that Bitcoin is underestimated, and he's comparing it to gold.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
he's competing. Yeah. It's funny because I was looking that up. Remember I spoke about that book? I got to read it, though. The PayPal Wars or something. No. And I think, well, PayPal, I don't know. And then again, like I said, I got to read the book. But I think from what it seems like that they were trying to create like their own, not currency, but then again, they did create their own payment system, right?
Yeah, they did. So, and, you know, it's... It works. I remember when PayPal first started.
Yeah.
And they definitely took a hold of that little part, small little part of the industry. I don't want to say it took a hold of. Actually, I mean, they did pretty fucking good. I mean, they're doing credit cards now. They got their debit cards.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Listen, everybody would rather pay with PayPal.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody would rather pay with PayPal because also the security, right? The security behind that. If something goes wrong, they're protected, you know?
Yeah.
So to me, that's me personally. I would rather use PayPal when I'm buying something online because I know that I'm protected, right? There's that protection there.
Exactly.
So, but they definitely revolutionized the whole that industry right there, you know? Yeah. The payment processing system for online, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, they got everything. They got their own point of sale system. When you go into a lot of businesses nowadays, just when where was it? This place over here in Miami, this vegan restaurant. went to, I forget the name of it. Good Spanish vegan restaurant. It's, I got a hands down, bro. It's probably, and it's a little hole in the wall. It's my, I love the food there. It's, you wouldn't even, if you didn't even know it was a vegan restaurant, you wouldn't even know you were eating vegan food. That's how good it is. And you walk in there, a little hole in the wall, everybody behind the counter barely speaks English. And what do? You sit there, the place, like I said, a hole in the wall. And then their point of sale system is an iPad and one of those white things. And it's the newest thing in the place. And it's a PayPal system. And a little freaking, it looks like you walk into a bodega. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
It's, and that's everywhere, you know? Everywhere nowadays, these little small mom and pop shops, even a lot of big companies. You know, you go over to some of these high-end art galleries down here, and, you know, they're selling $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 art pieces, and their point-of-sale system is just an iPad with that PayPal swipe thing, and that's it.
In most places, it's not even an iPad right now. It could just be the phone. People are just doing it right on their phone. You know, but now they're saying because of Apple's new phones, right? They don't have the headphone jack anymore to use that swiping thing. So they're saying, like, it's probably eventually a lot of those businesses are gonna, they're gonna go out, they're gonna fold, you know, because they can't now, they, unless they put it in the lightning port, you know, for the iPhone.
Which I see that happen. I see them putting it in a lightning port. That's not that big of a deal for them. But at the same time, also, I mean, there's a lot of articles saying that, I mean, don't get me wrong, Apple has the industry by the balls.
Oh, yeah.
But at the same time, it's not like they're revolutionizing it in the sense that they're the first ones creating things. Yeah. Apple's copying a lot of shit from other big dogs, you know, which one of them being Samsung, which granted, they copy it and they do end up doing better. You know what I mean? They end up doing better, that's for sure. But
But then again, what happens now when, because obviously in another few more years they're gonna get rid of all ports on the phone.
Oh yeah.
So what does a company like that do at that time?
I mean, right now you could see that with the new MacBook Pro. With the new MacBook Pro, all it has is four ports, right? And they're not even Lightning ports. It's not even a USB port. It's not even an SD card port. It's this other port that you got to plug a wire into to plug it into another device that has the USB ports, the card, the SD card ports, and all that other stuff. Listen, they're either doing something real genius or they're doing something really stupid. Because, I mean, granted, everybody knows in electronics, all of the accessories, they make more money on the accessories than they do on the actual product itself. I remember when back in the day when I was selling electronics in New York at the, I don't want to say the name of the store, but it's a big name store. I think you remember which one it was. And it's like I would sit there, and this is when plasma TVs were first coming out. Not even LCDs, plasma TVs, when they were the shit. You know, now plasma TVs, I mean, they suck, you know, because they just don't last. But this is when plasma TVs were first coming out. People were spending thousands of dollars on these TVs. And then they'd get this HDMI cable that was new to the industry, too, because it gave better than the your normal RGB or the regular coax cord or whatever. And people were paying like $100 for an HDMI cable that was 5-6 feet long. And me as an employee going there to get, I'll never forget, people paying $100 for it, I'd get my little commission. I'm thinking, holy shit, $100 for a wire.
That's how much I paid.
Yeah. And then when I would go there and get it for myself with my employee discount, it was like 93% off. I would get it for like $100 cable, I get for like $5, $6, $7.
Well, that's why.
And I was like, oh, God, that's when the manager, I'll never forget, the manager sat me down. He's like, listen, this is why we push you guys to sell all those extras and the warranties and this and that. He's like, we don't make money on the TV. He's like, we make money on the warranties, the cables, the remotes, the batteries. That's where our money comes from.
Yeah, well, you know, that's See, that's the problem. That's why one of the only last standing electronic retail stores out right now is what? Best Buy. Right? How many were out before? Right? You had so
A
many other
lot.
electronic places to go and buy this stuff, but now only one stands, right? Physical location, right? It's like Amazon, all these online businesses are just taking over, right? Because now they themselves are disintermediating the intermediaries, right? Because now you don't have to sit there. Now you could just buy it straight from Amazon. Amazon gets it from them. Yeah, but you're getting it for way cheaper than if you were to go over here, right? So the savings get pushed on to the customer for that, right? Then you get the convenience of purchasing online, right? You get the protection, right? You get the better, it's just, you're saving time, saving money. You just it's better in the long run. But I think getting back to Apple and what they're doing, it may suck, right? It may suck because we're so used to, we're so used to having what we've had for such a long time, right? The headphone jack and this and that, whatever. But about it, Apple is their it's they're innovators, right? They're pushing the technology forward, right? And I think at the end of the day, as much as we love the normal way of what we're used to, the way, doing things in our technology, I think Apple at the end of the day is, they're smart. I think they're smart for
When
what
it
they're
comes
doing.
to the ease of technology, the ease of use, they
Yeah.
got the market cornered.
Yeah,
You know what I'm saying?
absolutely. Absolutely.
Me and you being camera guys, you know for a fact, the Samsung phones, the Galaxies, color wise, picture wise, whether it's video or still photography, those cameras rock the iPhone. They fucking whip the iPhone's ass. But the autofocus, I mean, granted, it's a small sensor. We're not going to get into that. But the autofocus sucks on it. But if you keep that camera completely still, you take pictures or video, it'll just completely dominate the iPhone. You know what I mean? And but where the iPhone just completely has the market cornered is that ease of use. You know what I
Oh
mean?
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And not for nothing, when it comes to a point where Apple and some type of crypto technology decide to merge, going to be over.
I remember when Apple was coming out and all these things that were coming out with the touch to pay, right? The touch to pay. I was saying to myself, like, why wouldn't, because I was using QR codes, right? I would go to the store, just have my phone out, right? And they just scan it with their thing, right? I didn't have to tap the phone, nothing. They just scan it, boom, and the QR code. And Bitcoin had, obviously the QR codes, and I was using that. And I'm just like, why wouldn't, like, I just didn't understand. But of course, and then Apple couldn't just have NFC, right? The way Android does, right? So in order for these terminals to work, they have to have Apple Pay in them, right? You could take your Apple phone, but it has to accept Apple Pay. It can't just accept regular NFC like all these other phones, So that's why when Samsung came out with theirs, I think with the S6, that was when it was you could pay with it anywhere that accepts NFC, any machine. But again, Apple still has the Apple, you need the Apple Pay. And I was just like, what's like, why even, like, we've had this technology for so long, the QR codes, like, I just don't understand. You do the same thing you do with Apple Pay now, you just move some funds over to the QR code account and, whatever. I mean, you can make it secure, do whatever they need, but everybody has those scanners, right? They could just sit there and scan the QR code and just pay for it. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where all this market domination will lead to for Apple and all these companies, mainly Apple and Samsung. Apple and Samsung. Did you see the top five places in the world accepting Bitcoin to live? You could buy
No.
property with Bitcoin.
No.
Oh man, interesting little read. Very short little article.
Talk
It's
to
on
me.
Cointelegraph. It's on Cointelegraph. Check it out. Head to Cointelegraph right now and then
I'm
just scroll
actually
down the
there
list
right
of,
now.
yeah, the
Okay.
top five places to buy property with Bitcoin. I thought that was. We got somebody.
Oz says, fuck Apple. They have made their money to the slave system. Stay away from crypto. He says, stay away from crypto. Yeah, that is true. He's
That's for
right
sure.
about that. That's for sure.
As
Absolutely. Right about that.
if I'm coming in good now, as quick question. I signed up under ETH. For some reason on my dashboard, I can't see like your name there or anything. So just double check your dashboard and make sure that I came up under you, all right? You get a chance, just let went smooth because I thought I'd at least be able to see you like on top of me, but I can't. I don't see his name.
Ha, we got Miami, Florida
So yeah, Miami,
is
Florida.
the
So
number one spot. Wow,
yep.
that is crazy.
But
Maybe.
to so
Go
what's
ahead.
the what was so what's the pricing again like? So for what was it, a one bedroom or a two bedroom there? You could how many bitcoins is it? It was like a 2,000 bitcoins or something was sold for like, to me, I would have gone to the to, what was it, number two and number three? I think Abu Dhabi or Dubai.
Dubai. Dubai
Dubai?
is number
Bro,
two.
45 bitcoins for a one for a studio to a two bedroom or one bedroom?
54 Bitcoin
54 bitcoins
in Dubai.
to buy a piece.
Wow, New
That's
York is number three. Wow,
yeah,
Manhattan.
but yeah, but Manhattan probably wants like
Lake Tahoe. Yeah, Manhattan. And
10,000 bitcoins
and
for a
you know that's
closet.
true because they don't have anything showing any figures on that.
No, I wouldn't know.
Everywhere else has figures, but
I
New
would never.
York, Lake Tahoe in California. Lake Tahoe actually is a nice place to go visit. I actually want to take a little mini vacation there. Lake Tahoe is
And what's the
beautiful.
pricing there for the bitcoins and the property?
Let's see. An unnamed buyer recently purchased a 1.4 acre property with Bitcoin on a 42 site resort. 2,739 Bitcoin or
That's crazy.
1.6 mil. And then
That's
number five is Bali, Indonesia for 800 bitcoins.
Yeah, but they bought like a villa. Like
Yeah,
it's
it's a
that's probably like
villa. It's
a
a half
that's
million
probably
dollar.
like a
I
mini
mean, it's a half
paradise.
million dollar villa in Bali, which imagine a villa in New York like that, like this. I mean, it
Listen.
would probably cost 20, 30, 40 times that amount. You know what I'm saying?
Is it crazy for me to think, and tell me if I'm wrong, like I don't think people, you know, if anybody is or any of our viewers, you know, I know New York is like, it's, you know, it has this thing to it that it's like, and it is, it's a beautiful city, obviously. It's one of the most beautiful
Beautiful
cities in the
city,
world.
full of the
Okay, but I
number
just,
one financial rapists in the world as well.
it's amazing how expensive. I don't think people understand how, but then
And you get
again,
garbage for that amount. You get garbage in a rat-infested building.
but I th then again, I heard that there's other places in the world that are actually 5, 10 times more expensive than Manhattan.
Oh,
But to
yeah.
me, if I had, let me tell you something, if I had that type of money and I knew they were taking Bitcoin, you better believe I'm leaving New York, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
you kidding me?
sorry.
Go where the money takes you a lot further.
Oh my God. I'm definitely leaving New York. That's for sure. That's for damn sure. You know? Listen, you could buy yourself for 54. Listen, what was the last price? 800 bitcoins. You get yourself a villa for 800 bitcoins in New York. Honestly, you probably be living in the bathroom somewhere, like in one of those carpet stores on
Let,
Jamaica
let
Ave,
let let's see. Yeah, you're right. What is what are we at?
or the
Let's just say
or in a
5,500, right? 5,500. Let's just say Bitcoin's 5,500 times
Okay.
800 equals. Let's take
5,500
another
times 8.
is.
5,500
Oh,
times 800.
Yeah, because if you're talking about 800 bitcoins and each bitcoin is worth, I'm
That's a few
underestimating it.
million. That's
Four,
3
yeah,
million.
four,
Three.
but no, it's going to come out to about 4.5 million with what the price of, because at 5,500, it comes out to 4.4 mil. But
Yeah.
still, in Manhattan, 4.4 mil. I mean,
And then what are the
you
taxes you're
compare
paying on
that
top of
to,
that?
oh, yeah, God, it's ridiculous. And then on top of that, I mean, just regardless, 4.4 mil, I mean, still, you'll be surprised. Manhattan, that shit doesn't get you much at all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you'll be in a 4.4 mil. Yeah, it won't get you much at all still in Manhattan, you know?
4.4 mil. I mean, no. Yeah, listen,
You'll
before
get a
with
decent looking apartment in a walk-up building, no elevators. So you have to walk up a few flights of stairs every day, walk down a few flights of stairs every day. No parking, so you
no
can't have a
parking.
car.
Yeah, that car's out the
Because
window.
if
You
you have a
cannot have a
car,
car.
you're guaranteed to have your car towed at least once a month, which is a what? I mean, the last time I checked, it was like $225 to get your car out of the pound by Jacob Javits Center. Now it's got
Oh,
to be at least 250, 275, plus the parking tickets, you
listen,
know?
let me tell you something, man, because I am going to I'm gonna eventually end up quitting my job. I'm gonna end up doing crypto full time. You better believe it. You heard it here first on the Coin Scoop. Chris Crypto is gonna dominate the crypto sphere, and all my viewers and subscribers are gonna be right there with us. But yeah, man, I think eventually I'm just gonna end up just I'm gonna end up leaving the rat race, man. I'm gonna quit and I'm gonna do the crypto full time. We're gonna do it, and yeah, man, just eventually end up leaving the Big Apple, man. Get the hell out of here. Listen, it's a beautiful place. It's nice to come to. I'll miss it. I'm pretty sure you miss it.
Yeah, I mean, I miss it, don't get me wrong, but at the same time, bro, it's like I do miss it, but it's not like I miss it to the point that I gotta be back. I mean, as it is, what is it? I go back every few months I'm back there, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, we got all our friends and family out there, you know what I'm saying? And it's like I still keep in contact with everybody. And now that you get older, it's like you don't hang out with everybody every day, you know what I'm saying? But you know, it's, you know, when you go back once every few months, it's enough, especially now. I mean, like today, for example, it was 70 degrees here in Florida. And look at how I'm dressed. I had this shirt on, right? This is a flannel with, I had a long sleeve thermal on underneath because
Did
I'm just like not used to that. Like it was cold for me. You know what I'm saying?
you have the did you have the brown hat and the scissor fingers also or no? It's a Nightmare on Elm Street
Delete.
down there, baby. Listen, did you take a look? Speaking of real estate and property, did you take a the at that ICO that I sent you, Atlant? Did you take a quick gander at that?
Bro, I don't think you pay attention to anything I tell you, man. I told you we didn't get into it, but I think the other night we were as we were signing off, I was like, we got some, you know, we got this one, this one, this one, and that was one of the ones that I explained to you because that thing is like 93, 94% done right now. It's like about to hit, and it has to do with real estate, and it stuck out to me because of my prior experience in real
Well,
estate.
there's
You know what I'm
a well,
saying?
there's a few out now. Okay, there's a few out. There's one called, I think, Real, and there's Atlanta. Atlanta, I just happened to come onto, and I
Atlanta,
didn't. I
you
didn't
got
look.
Prime. Good.
No, I didn't really look into it too much. That's why I sent it to you, because I'm like, all right, this guy.
Atlanta right now, real estate, it's the closest one to being done.
Okay.
It's sounds pretty good. I mean, I
So.
haven't dug into it yet. You got a lot of them coming out for real estate. You got Atlanta, you got Primex Perpetual, you got
What are they? How could, being that
those I gotta
you're.
say are the top two right now. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Being that you've dealt in it, have you had a chance to look at any of them? Like, oh, even just look at the website and see what they're offering? Like, what? Because I don't understand that whole, real estate world thing. Like, I'm looking at it like, as for investors, they could buy these tokens and maybe, I don't know, maybe the tokens could be offered so they could own certain parts of property or some types of real estate that they'll be part ownership in. I don't like. Have you had a chance to like look into it and see like how? Because I don't know the real estate stuff.
See, I didn't end up really looking into it much because, you know, we try. I know me and you, I mean, even though, I mean, it's just hard with so many of them coming out.
That's
It's
the thing.
hard to get things beforehand. You know,
Yeah.
maybe eventually with, you know, down the line, we'll be able to get things a lot more beforehand. But there's just so many things coming out that you catch some things in the middle of it, you catch them right in the beginning, or sometimes you catch them even afterwards. But I
Yeah.
know technically there's still only a few more days for the ICO on that one.
That's the thing. There's just so many of them. That's why I like to hear, like, when these guys tell us, "Oh, look at this one, look at that." I love doing that. I love hearing it from people. This way, it gives us, all right, a direct one to look at. And also, tomorrow's Aphelios, right? The one that Oz gave us originally. So tomorrow we're gonna be talking about Aphelios. So, but yeah, it's just so
I
many,
mean,
bro.
it
So
seems
many.
good. This is probably one of the best. This not, I don't even want to say probably. This is definitely one of the better ones. Seems a little more trustworthy with the real estate market. Obviously, the more real estate people get in on it, if real estate people get in on it, it's I wouldn't surprise me if the ethical part of Atlanta starts fucking crumbling down just because so many people in real estate are such dirt bags. You know what I'm saying? And it's such a,
Well,
I would like to see this unravel that whole grip that, 'cause the real estate market is just such an unfair market right now. It's
if let's just, because this is the world we're moving towards, is it's we're moving to a tokenized world, right? Everything in the real world is going to have a digital asset or a token tied to it that that represents ownership, right? Everything, all these tokens that we have, Bitcoin, everything being on the blockchain, as long as you have the private keys to that stuff, it represents ownership. So the way I look at it in the real estate sense, this is the way, just me, because I know nothing about real estate. You're the guy for that. You know everything and anything to do with real estate and that whole stuff. But I'm looking at it like, okay, let's just say a building goes up for sale, right? A building goes up for sale in Manhattan, and they want to sit there and they want to tokenize that building, right? So in order to, they're gonna, I guess, out of this is the way I'm looking at it. Okay, they're gonna hold an ICO, right, for this new apartment building that's opening up on by whatever, by 34th Street, right? Oh, let's have an ICO. Let's tokenize the building. Boom! Now you're crowdfunding the development of the building. Boom, boom, boom. The building goes up. The construction, everything's done. People start moving in. They start signing leases. They start, you know, doing their thing. And now, because I bought 5,000 tokens in the 34th Street building that just went up in the ICO, now I have part ownership in that building along with anybody else. That's the beauty of what crypto is and what it could be, you know. Despite the regulation that's obviously going to come hammering down on everybody, that probably most likely here in the United States would never happen. Something as beautiful as that. But that's what I was, that's, I, like I said, I took a quick look at that, but I would think, like, to me, that would be cool. You know, something like that would be cool, you know, or a business, you know, business goes up and they need help, they need development, they have a good business plan. The same way we invest in the ICOs now, the same way we invest in ICOs, but now you're investing in an ICO that has a real world, like a physical presence, you know, as opposed to most of the stuff here that
Has
we're looking
actual
at a lot.
collateral, basically. I mean, is what it comes down to.
Yeah,
It's basically going to be looked at
exactly.
as collateral.
And I can go by, I can drive by the building and see it under construction, and I know and I have faith that, you know, that the work is being done. And then once it's done, you know, that's where a lot of these ICOs run into a dead end, right? Because all it is just an idea. We're all investing in ideas at this point, right? With all of them, and that's why I'm looking at them. I go through them, and I'm like, ah, you know, just like, it's still an idea, still an idea. You know, and that's just what it is at this point, you know. That's just what it
Dude, I
is.
mean, good thing about it is it doesn't seem like that they're in a rush to do anything.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be like a long-term type of thing. They don't plan on having anything. I mean, they got their feet on the ground now. They got some boots on the ground. They're definitely working towards a lot of things, but a lot of this isn't going to start taking place until like
2019, 2020.
even longer. I think it was going to be like 2025, I think 2024, you know, which, you know, that's not a bad thing. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? I mean, that's not a bad thing at all, especially when it comes to real estate, just because, I mean, everybody pretty much knows as long as you don't have the dirt bags in the real estate game that we had in 28, 2008, and like some fucking assholes that I worked for in the past that are fucking well known in the industry that are just straight up criminals. I think everything will be all good. You know what I'm saying? I wish there was a way to keep these dirt bags out of this industry, but unfortunately, there's going to be no way because these are the dirt bags that have the funds, the money, you know, to. Now, I didn't see any, speaking of that, I didn't see any restrictions. Did you notice if there were any restrictions? Like, are they given a maximum that people can buy? Which,
I did not even look into it. I just I
regardless, you know what? I don't even know why I asked that because one dirt bag in particular that I worked for, the same guy that I'm just going to keep talking about, I just don't want to say his name or the company because it's easily Googleable.
Googleable,
Googleable. It doesn't even matter whether they could buy in a maximum amount or not because this guy just starts corporations like he's fucking chewing bubble gum. You know what I'm saying? So he could probably sit there and have 30, 40 different, you know, people or start 30, 40, 50 different corporations and then just buy the maximum amount in each corporation. But really, they're all under his name. Like these guys, you know, they know all the little secrets here and there. So it doesn't even
I
matter.
gotta do more. I gotta do more. I gotta figure out how implementing a like how tokenizing these things can get rid of
Well,
that
it's
element.
gonna,
You know, how they could get rid of that element.
it's not gonna get rid of that element. You know what I'm saying?
It won't,
It's
right?
pretty, no, definitely not. It's gonna, especially
Because
something like this that, you know, it's
You could easily, you could just as easily have somebody like that, right? A bad actor, right? So let's just say him, and what for whatever reason, right? He sits there and he goes, "Oh, you know what? I like this cryptocurrency, Bitcoin stuff. Oh, let me start my own ICO,
Oh,
okay?
yeah, I see them doing that shit, no
Yeah,
questions asked.
and then pumping it up, doing everything he has to do, which a lot of these ICOs do. Okay, they put up a nice fancy website. They write a nice. They get somebody to, you know, write a nice white paper. Looks beautiful. Looks sexy. Oh yeah, put that up. Put a picture of himself. Who knows? Maybe alter it. Put a fake profiles. What I mean, they could do
Which
any. I
that's
mean, listen.
exactly what they
This
would
is
do. That's
the
exactly
internet
what this low
age.
life would do
You
that I'm
know,
talking about in particular.
sell these. You know. Pay a little programmer or set up a blockchain, right? Quotes blockchain, and sell these tokens for Bitcoin. And at the end of everything, he gets 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 Bitcoins, 1,000, 2,000 Ether, sells the tokens, and he runs, you know, because
Oh
that's
yeah.
just the person he is, which is what
Exactly.
happens with a lot of these
And which
programs.
is exactly what happened. Like if I was to say the name and the company that this guy owned,
No, please don't. Please
everybody
don't.
would look it up and they would see that's what he did already with when with the FHA loans and investors' money, employees' money. That's
Yeah.
exactly what he did. So what would stop him from doing that
That's
on the blockchain?
regulations, that's why you have like this whole tug of war thing, right? With people are for the regulations in the ICOs and people are against it, right? And I can see both sides, right? I can see both sides of that because you can have somebody like that and come here and be like, "Oh yeah, I want to start this ICO," and you have people that will sit there and really like the website and think it's a good idea. It might be a good idea in theory, right? Because of it's a good idea. But the guy doesn't plan to carry it out. And me being an investor, and I said, "You know what? I'm going to invest a half a Bitcoin, a Bitcoin, two Bitcoins, go for it, and boom, I have no protection there. There's no protection there because it's crypto, you know? And you sit there and you invest, and the guy runs with your money, and you lose it all, you know, because this guy was an a-hole, you know? So that's why people are for regulation. But again, people, you have to be careful. You have to be careful what you wish for. Have to be careful what you wish for, because you know, you give them one finger, they're gonna take all 10, you know, or they might take five fingers, you know. So be careful what you wish for with regulations and all the stuff crypto.
Let me play this video real quick from the Atlanta website, because I didn't see the video. I was able to do a little research. I just
let's do this
up now. Let me see the video. Hold on a second.
What's the tagline? What's their tagline? What's their...
Hold on a second.
I can't hear it.
Yeah, no, I can't either. Oh, here we go. No, start it over. Buying stock parts of the company by trading stocks.
So why can't the same be true for real estate? And why not quickly? Move the microphone away from your mouth. Allows the transparent and liquid trading of residential and commercial properties in accordance without having to worry about the regulations of each jurisdiction. And it's all done on a decentralized exchange. Real estate is a $270 trillion market, one of the largest markets in the world, with $1.4 trillion worth of transactions per year. Eliminate high barriers of entry and expensive lawyers. Now you can be a part of it. In addition to a decentralized system for property, Atlanta is building a hotel and apartment rental system. Currently, websites and companies take large double-digit fees for both renters and rentees. Atlanta plans to drastically reduce, saving both sides money. Real estate has been inaccessible to the masses for far too long. It's time to open it up to the rest of the world. Be part of a platform that will democratize and decentralize property ownership as we know it. Atlanta. I couldn't hear it too good. I couldn't hear it too good. So what were they saying pretty much?
So basically they're going to be going towards what they're going to basically do with the platform is they're going to make it more affordable for the average Joe so that everybody could basically live this quote unquote American dream. You know, everybody could own a house. They're going to drastically reduce fees. You know, they're going to basically make the whole buying process and renting process a lot easier than what it is now on the blockchain.
And cheaper. You do stuff like this, like, you know, I remember, you know, renting the apartments back in the day, right? And then we went through that woman and we paid our money, you know, you got to pay the fee and all that. This is what this stuff is going to do. It's going to just cut that out. You know, you could completely cut that out.
Which is a good thing. I mean, we were talking something similar yesterday. Listen, I don't want to see anybody on the street or having trouble feeding their kids or anything like that or their family. But listen, it's just you got so many dirtbags in the sales industry.
Yep. Let's do this.
It just
let's do this for the rental market, right? Let's come up with an app, right? An app that showcases apartments available all over New York that are rentals, right? That are rentals. And every single profile for every rental space, whether it's a studio, one bedroom, two bedroom, a house, everything is put on the blockchain, right? Mm-hmm. Everything is identified on a blockchain for that app, right? This is me thinking like how it could work, right? This is me thinking how it could work and just telling you guys the way I see it. So you have rentals put on a blockchain, you have an app, and you could sit there and you could set up an appointment, right? There's going to be somebody behind, you know, the app or whatever, or there's going to be like a company there, but you won't have to sit there and necessarily like pay a broker fee or whatever. Everything will just be done strictly on the blockchain. Picture profile, you set up an appointment, you go, you check it out, you want it, you have your crypto, and you send it. Let's just say you like that apartment, Okay, boom, boom. Okay, cool. You go to the app and you go, okay, I want to rent this. I checked it out. I liked it. You send your crypto through the app to the which seals the deal, and now you're a renter now for that. You didn't have to pay any fees whatsoever. Maybe a small fee, but nothing that you
It's
would have
probably
to
going to
pay
just
like we're
be a
doing
small
now.
transaction fee
Small
for the
transaction fee.
Bitcoins or Ethereum, whatever that they accept, or small contract fee. Like you said, you see what he saw, 30% dropped down to 3%, which, I guarantee that's not the exact numbers, but it makes sense. You know what I mean? As it is, like you were talking about that little old lady that we went through when we got that one apartment.
We had to pay her. Remember, we had to pay her a 1 month with the what we were paying a month. We had to
Which was
give her a
almost
1 month
$2,000.
fee.
That was almost $2,000.
Now you put a process like that on a blockchain, right? You put that on an app on a blockchain. Now you could pay a third of that. You'll still pay something because somebody's still going to be,
I
maybe
think even
somebody's going to
less,
go and show you the
probably.
house. I'm trying to think, like, how would that somebody shows you the house or not even? Everything again could
You
be
peer-to-peer.
connected.
Peer-to-peer, brother.
Listen,
Peer-to-peer, baby.
yeah, peer to peer, right? Peer to peer, but
You deal
also,
directly with the homeowner. There's no laws that say you have to work with a realtor or you have to have a lawyer involved, It's peer-to-peer, which is
and
you got a
then.
lot of look, a lot of people do it nowadays. They don't want to deal with realtors or lawyers, and that's why you see a lot of for sale by owners. A
And the
lot of for
beauty of
sale
it
by
also
owners.
is that all this stuff, like the whole credit rating system that we have in this country, is it's what do you call it?
Oh
Bile.
God,
It's bile, right? It's
garbage, garbage. Look what's
vomit,
going on with
right?
Equifax right now.
So, right?
Equifax, the biggest bunch of bums. I went back and forth with them for months to get something removed off my credit. They act like they're God, and then look what happens.
Listen,
Now they're about to get their contract just completely swiped from under their feet because they're a bunch of assholes that don't know what they're doing, and everybody in Equifax that has an account with Equifax, it got hacked.
now this is going to be in the future, in the near future, long-term future, everything is going to be, you're going to be credited, you're going to be rated on your social, right? Social credit, social status, that's how it's going to be. That's going to be your credit rating, right? How you are as a person in society, what you do. I have a feeling that's how things will be, right? I have an inkling. I have, from what I see, just this is the way the world is going, right? They even have tokens now, tokens that your identity can be tied to that token, right? Like Civic, look at Civic. I haven't, again, I don't know too much. It's Vinnie Lingham's project, but it's an identity-based project, an identity-based coin. So you can have your. So, how I'm relating this to the whole rental thing is if somebody goes, oh, but you need a credit check, you won't even need something like that. You'll just say, oh, I have this coin or whatever. You send it to the guy, and he goes, he puts in the address, and he sees, whatever it is that pops up. Oh, he's a good person because he does this. He's a whatever. Everything's there to be seen on the blockchain. And he goes, okay, you know what? I like this guy. I want him to, I want him to come and rent this place. I don't know. I'm just babbling on, but
I mean, it makes
you get
sense.
kind of
That's how
lost.
that's
You
how it
get
should be. You got
lost.
a lot of people that get screwed over.
I get
Listen,
lost at the crypto translation of things, so I
when I worked for that
apologize.
when I worked for that one retard, the one that's currently gonna be doing time in jail, that one real estate guy, he's gonna be doing time in jail for all the dirtbag things he did to the banks, to his employees, to homeowners. And you know what? You got somebody like that, right? And what did he do? So many people, bro. I'll never forget, man. When I first started, I was a newbie. There was a homeless guy working there. This guy, I'll never forget. I went in one night. I was coming back from Brooklyn, going to the office late at night. I go sit there, and it was a huge office, beautiful office. Turn on the light, and there's this guy. He's sitting there sleeping on the couch in the kitchen. And I'm like, bro, what are you doing? Oh, no, man, I just fell asleep. All right, cool. Yeah, blah, 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 whatever. Next day, I go into work, talking to this one chick, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this guy was sleeping on the couch. She's like, dude, he's homeless. Like, he can't afford. I was like, what do you mean he's homeless? He's making money. He works here, right? That's what the meetings are about. This guy pumps everybody up and he tells, yeah, you're going to be rich. You're making money. Well, this guy wasn't paying anybody. I mean, I found that out the hard way. You know what I mean? I found out this guy was all over the news. Well, I didn't
but
know because I wasn't in the real estate industry.
You see, in a situation like that, I'm going to relate that back to crypto, right? I'm going to relate that back to putting things to smart contracts and blockchains, right? I know I keep saying the same thing, blockchain, smart contracts, crypto. But I noticed, and also me, you know, working the different places that I've worked, is that a lot of these guys that own businesses, right, that are millionaires, right, that run businesses, that are in charge, right, they're the ones, they started it, they're the owner.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these guys, they don't pay. They do not pay. It's no, not in their don't language. It's not in their nature to pay. And to anybody who's watching,
You bring that up, and I don't mean to cut you off, but you bring that up, and I just want to say one thing. I'll never forget one day I'm sitting there, and the copy machine was always broken. And finally, weeks later, the copy guy comes in. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, and I walk by this guy, and I'm like, I didn't know this guy threw a hole in the wall, bro. It's not like I knew him. It's not like I saw him all the time. I was still wet behind the ears at that job. I was still pretty much new. And I walk by the copy guy, and I'm like, oh, what's going on? Look who decides to show up, messing with the guy. You know, and he looks at me. He's like, well, he's like, honestly, I would show up more often and fix this thing if I ever got paid from your boss, the copy guy. Bro, the boss, he put up a big $2 million advertisement at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. He put the deposit down for it, which was like 50 grand. It was like supposed to be a $2 million advertisement. He put the deposit down. They put the thing up. He didn't finish paying his thing, the bill.
Yeah.
These guys don't like to pay.
In the world of blockchain, right? I say it again. In the world of smart contracts, in the world of blockchain, that is the end of that. That is the end of that because these people will have no choice but to pay. It'll be, the terms will be written. They will be laid out in that smart contract. And that smart contract is going to carry itself out. Okay. It can't be changed. Okay. It can't be altered. Okay. It that's it. Once it's there, it's going, it's following through on those rules, on that code that's written. So all of this stuff of people not paying and people not getting paid for work that they've done, that's finito. That's a thing of the past now. We're moving into a whole different world now, man. We're moving into a whole different world. And that's why I mentioned, again, people's credit, people's their social rating, their social credit, something like that, where nowadays they may be cool and this and that, be millionaires and be able to get away with not paying certain people. Let me tell you, and the world of the new one that we're stepping into, that's going to be a thing of the past. That's not going to exist anymore. Okay. These are problems that crypto and that blockchain and smart contracts, these are the type of problems that they solve. Now this is it. That's the answer to the problem, you know? And, you know, I keep saying it. Listen, keep saying it, but these people, they don't pay.
They should be in jail. They should just be in jail. Instead of
me and you
dealing with smart contracts, that's what should happen to these fuckers.
Me and you, we'd be in jail if we were to do something like that. We'd have people knocking on our door.
A heartbeat.
Right? But these people, they know. Listen, they're smart. They are smart. They know how to game the system. Oh, I'm telling you something. On a level that a very high percentage of people just can't even understand, can't even grasp. You know, I found out things that was just like blew me away, literally blew me away, you know, and this is how people do it. This is how they get away with it. This is how they win. This is how they become rich because they know the ins and outs. But like I said before, this is where we're moving into a new realm, you know, a new plateau. So the old school way of doing things isn't just gonna, it's not gonna work anymore. So
I really hope so, man. I really hope so, because I'm telling you, this guy fucked up a lot of people's lives, man. And I'm like cursing right now more than normal because it just brings this rage in me. I hope I'm going to be able to sleep tonight because I'm going to be thinking about this and having nightmares. I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night just punching air.
You're going to be like, you know what, like, what's his face? And Don't Be a Menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood. When he's punching, he goes to his girlfriend's house. And he's punching the air. He starts punching the kids.
You see the kids mistake. Yeah, that was funny.
You know?
But yeah, man, that thing that messes up a lot of people's lives, man. I mean, that thing put my life on a halt for a little while, and I saw it affect a lot of people's lives. And the funny thing is, nobody understands until they're the ones going through it. Because nobody gives a shit, man. Yeah. Nobody gives a shit. Everybody looks at you, even though you're basically a victim, everybody still looks at you as you being the culprit when you're not. You're paying your bills, you know, you owe money, it's this and that. And you know what's funny is that you could sit there, turn to this guy, and bro, he would skip out or wouldn't even show up on payday, and people just hanging out waiting there, 20 people waiting at the office. Guy never comes back to the office, comes back in on Monday like it's like nothing. Oh, I had a great weekend. I went here. How was your weekend? And meanwhile, you're like, motherfucker, I didn't do shit because you didn't pay me.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that's you know, like I said, let's put those terms, right? Let's put my employment terms on a smart contract, okay, buddy? All right, perfect, fine. Okay, great. So that account, okay, well, let me get the public key, okay, so I can check it every day, make sure there's enough funds in there so that I know I'm getting my money at the end of the week, and you won't have to do anything because that smart contract is going to carry itself out, and it's going to autonomously pay you by taking the funds from that guy's thing here and giving it to you, and it's going to do it automatically, seamlessly, without any problem at all. And guess what? You have the public key, so you can sit there and check every day if you want to make sure that he has enough funds to cover yours and every other employee's amount of money that you guys are supposed to get paid, and make sure everything is in there. And you can check that whenever you want. That's the beauty of a blockchain. That's the beauty of a public ledger. And you know whether or not you're going to get screwed. And guess what? If there aren't enough funds in that pool to sit there and pay you by Friday, you just don't come into work. And he calls you and saying, listen, how come you're not coming to work? Here you go. This is right here. Look, it says you don't have any funds. Why is that? What do you mean it doesn't have any funds? Why don't you check it yourself? Okay, you own that account, right? That's the account I get paid out of, right? So until there's funds in that account that I know are going to be there available and ready for to pay me, I'm not coming back to work. Oh, okay. Let me move it now. You know,
yeah, I mean, that's all fine and dandy. I love the idea. The smart contracts are going to make the world a fucking better place. But people like this, they don't care. They look at it as, oh, all right, it's not going to cost me anything to hire somebody to replace you. So I might as well just save all the money I owe you and you go F yourself. That's the way these guys look at it, because I've seen it with my own eyes.
Yeah, but again, the technology guarantees that you're not going to get screwed like that, that people, all those people aren't going to get screwed like that. You know, it guarantees that, right? Yeah. So this guy can't be a jerk and do what he did, you know? And if he tries to, everything's there for you to see. You can see everything. You can track everything, you know, and you can bail as soon as you can. This way you're not wasting time 2-3 weeks later down the road and you're still not getting paid. And, you know, it's like, yo, what's going on? You know, you would have been left a few weeks before. You would have, you know, caught wind way beforehand and prepared yourself better, you know. So puts the power back again in your hands, you know.
Back into the employee's hands.
Yep. Employee. But then again, I think the definition of an employee is going to change with all this stuff. You know, it's changing now. You know, people are just working for themselves, doing, you know, people making livings off the computer.
People working for themselves, you know what I mean?
Yep.
That's the great thing. Yep. Is that's the way it should be. I mean, because a lot of, look at me yesterday. Yesterday I met with some people, and They're just a bunch of shysters. I mean, it just doesn't change in that industry. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't change.
It'll change. It'll change. Trust me. It is
Oh,
going to
I believe
change.
it will eventually change, but I mean, up to now, these guys—they're all just dirtbags, man.
Yeah. That's unfortunate though. You know,
Yeah.
that's unfortunate, but you know, and I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly
Yeah.
what you're talking about. So, all right, let's just take that for instance, right? And you know my situation, right? You know my situation, right? So take that element and put it in this element. And guess what?
In the
You have
crypto element,
this.
you mean? Put it in the crypto element?
No, not that. I'm talking about outside of that. You know what I do outside of that,
Yeah. So,
right?
but you
So
said take that and put it into what element?
into what I do outside of crypto, like for a
Oh,
living.
okay. All right, all right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you take that element and you put it in that world, okay? And guess what you have? You have the same baby. Same baby. You know, but on a completely different level. Completely different level. You know? So it's dangerous. It's dangerous. And it's quite honestly, it's depressing, man. It's depressing. You know,
It
it's
is.
sad. It's sad, man. And that's me and a lot of other people. A lot of other people, you know, in the same situations. You know, even worse, in some ways worse. And it's no way to live no way to live your life, man. You know?
No, not at all.
It's no way to
You're
live your life,
absolutely
man.
right.
You know, surrounded by all that negativity and just no progression, no growth. You know, it's just like the same thing. It's just sad, man. It's sad. You know?
Well, let's finish up in Atlanta so we can end this because we've already actually been on for 1 hour and 15 minutes. It doesn't feel like it because we've been having fun.
Yes, well, I've been terrified, Freddy. So, Mr. Krueger.
Don't forget, bro, Freddy Krueger had the stripes across, though. This is the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match.
Freddy Krubin.
All right, so let's finish up in Atlanta. So we got here currently up to date with 4 days, 18 hours, 45 minutes, and 15 seconds left. 5,518 investors. Total
5,000, jeez.
Total USD, $4,027,152.71. Total coins, 6,239,708. So,
How
I
many
guess
coins total?
6,239,708.
Okay, that were sold.
Total coins right now.
Total, okay.
I don't know if that's
That's
sold or not. It
amazing.
doesn't
That's
say,
pretty.
but
Is there like when you scroll up, is there like something like that says what the pro like in a sentence, it says what the project is up
this
on
is,
top
I was
there?
going to select the contribute to see what it says after that, but right now this is all I was able to find on it.
Go to the very top of the page and just look at what it says, like the catchphrase to this project. Like what is
World's real estate
in
blockchain platform. Tell me how it works. Tokenized ownership, peer-to-peer rentals, invest rent, trade, wallet, exchange, demo, contribute. Funding is 500, I mean 5,572,153 with a target of 6 million.
It's
One
pretty cool.
ether equals 505 Atlant. So one ether equals 505 Atlant. One Bitcoin equals 10,036 Atlant.
That's big dogs. That's big dog status.
One
That's
light,
cool.
one Litecoin equals 94 Atlant. One ZEC. I'm guessing that's the Zencash. That's your
Should
boy
be
right there.
Z. That's Z cash.
Zcash, I mean, I'm sorry. 392 Atlant. Bitcoin Cash. One Bitcoin Cash equals 586 Atlant. One Bitcoin Gold equals 226. One USD, $1 United States dollar is 1.69 Atlanta, 1 euro is 1.97, and that would be it. See what happens when we hit. Oh, no.
That's, is it like, right, an FAQ?
Not as U.S. That's one thing I don't know if I mentioned earlier, but as a U.S. citizen, we cannot get involved with this. Another one.
Oh, yeah.
The land of the free, as you say, right?
Yep.
So look, it says here 5% of global real estate transactions by 2024. So by 2024, they plan on having a hold of 5% of the global real estate transactions.
It's amazing.
Still a small percentage. So it's actually going to go longer.
This is a much longer term.
But
yeah, this is long tail, right? If it happens sooner.
That'd be a great thing, but it's not. It's definitely not a bad thing. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we gotta pick this one apart a little more. You know, definitely gotta look into this one a little more.
They got action.
Was this their Facebook page?
This is their Twitter. Okay. They got action up until not from 9 hours ago, all the way down to.
Do they have a GitHub?
No GitHub. No coin market cap.
Yeah, well, they're still pre-ICO, still ICO stage. Yeah. So. But they should at least have a GitHub.
No GitHub. Mm. I literally just checked it before I brought this page up. So, I mean, they've got action, consistent action on their social media. Let's see, Fochbook. September 7th. It's taking a little time to come up. Whatever. Don't get time. Wait, stay right there. That. Go back stay to the right. Fotch.
No, go all the way to the right. That's the GitHub right there, the purple one. This one. Yep. Yep.
It didn't, unless. Oh, well, yeah, this page came up, but not the normal GitHub that we normally
have. Hold on. Hold on.
This page scroll came up before.
Hold on. Stay right there. I can't see if my screen is too small.
What are you trying to look at? Hold on.
I was trying to see if there was like the contributors or.
No. That isn't here. That isn't. That's what I look for. Yeah. I look for that. Yeah, that's what I was saying. The normal
click page on people
that we normally look at wasn't here. No people. Nobody.
Wow. All right.
But yeah, the normal GitHub page that has the contributors and all that stuff, there was nothing on that. I mean, listen, I like the sound of it. We still got to definitely see a GitHub page. I mean, but then again, I can't even say that because it's already in the works. They almost reached their target amount right here. They got less than $500,000 to go before they reach their.
Is there target. A white paper? Is there a white paper?
There is a white paper.
I'm surprised there's no FAQ section or anything. There should be at least an FAQ. How many pages is the white paper?
It is 40.
40. Wow. Yeah, this. Yeah, we gotta pick. Is there something in the table of contents that says like what is the purpose of the token? What's the
references? I went through this before briefly. I didn't see any FAQs. I didn't see anything like they did touch briefly on, you know, it's going to be working. They're going to start off on the rental platform of real estate to eventually work into buying and selling property.
What's the supply? What's the token supply? Is it going to be an Ethereum-based token?
Yeah, probably. ERC-20. It's going to be an ERC-20 token.
Okay, well, what's total supply? Does it say there?
Where are we? Concept design, tech specs.
It's See, so if this is not available in the United States, this has to be classified as a security then.
Yeah. But they're going to be operating in the United States, like what it says right here. You see, they're going to kind of, they're going to take over. They plan on taking over the Airbnb and U.S. hotel industry.
Okay. But the thing is, okay, so as a token holder, like what, why am I getting this token? Like, why am I holding it?
They didn't really operate the custom decentralized system, listing fee. So I guess the fees are going to come as be labeled as listing fees. Commissions from peer-to-peer rentals are imposed on the lessor as a small fee. Once a transaction with the lessee is finalized. Okay.
So you're going to actually rent? You can actually purchase with these tokens? That's all it's for then? So it's,
purchase
it's...
and rent. They're going to start off with the rentals to eventually work with, buying and selling properties. But for right now, they're going to be just kind of like dominating the rental market.
And but you're using that token as a form of payment. That's it.
Yeah. Yep.
It doesn't make any sense. Why even sit there and use that when people are just taking Bitcoin? You know?
Problem buying and selling property. Real estate throughout time and to this day remains the greatest source of wealth for most families. In fact, it's the largest asset class globally. History tells us more great fortunes have been made and lost in the asset class than any other. However, despite having a tremendous size, blah, blah, blah. Also, investing in real estate solution. Atlanta is the first decentralized real estate platform built on top of the Ethereum network with rapid rate of adaption to crypto assets. Atlanta strives to remedy the situation of illiquidity and opaqueness in the real estate market. Atlanta serves as a turnkey solution for listing a real estate asset for trading in a tokenized form in a similar way that stocks are listed on exchanges such as FTSE or DAX. Atlanta token holders, being the platform's members, work to find property owners or developers willing to sell their property assets or a part of the development to raise funds for the construction.
Oh, so that's like what we were talking about before.
Yep, exactly.
Pretty much. Decentralized, also, that's great.
Decentralized voting is performed with the use of EVM smart contracts to either accept or reject a new listing. In case a new property is approved to list on the platform, ATL holders vote for the property's law firm and management company. Approved lawyer or competent local authority in each respective jurisdiction verifies legal doubt. So there are going to still be lawyers involved.
Of course. Now the thing is, I gotta read that white paper. There's nothing there that says a total supply of tokens, right?
Nah.
It's gotta say something there. Maybe towards the end of the.
I'm already halfway through this. And
it's gotta be something there.
You would think normally they say it clearly on the website. White paper, blog, FAQ. They don't even have the BitTalk.
Well, and there's 4 days left to the ICO?
4 days and 18 hours.
How many tokens have been sold so far?
I don't know if this is the tokens. Total coins, 6,239,708. 6,239,708.
Okay, so only 6 million. We got a comment there. Somebody commented.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Asset Mines. What's going on, folks? What's tonight's scoop?
what's going on, what's Asset going on? Mines?
I think I saw him on Sphere.
Yeah, we got him on Sphere.
Shoot on Sphere. Do we got him on Sphere? Awesome. Thanks for joining us, Asset Minds. We're talking about Atlant right now. It's a real estate platform. We're trying to find the
the numbers apologize. Are. He's catching us on the tail end of it all. Yeah, man. Literally. We've been on for about
an hour and a half.
Yeah, we've been on for an hour and a half.
Thanks
for joining, man.
Definitely thanks for joining. We definitely got to do a little more work on this one because nothing seems to be too clear. It's a great platform, I think. I mean, it's already only 4 days left. It's been on since the middle of September.
What did Asset Mind say? They texted again.
He said, that's me. I've heard that name before. This almost sounds like a timeshare type of thing.
He's
right because they did mention Airbnb and hotel.
He just nailed it right there. That's what I needed for clarity right there. The fact that they just said timeshare. That sounds more so what this seems to be right
That's
there.
Exactly what it seems like because they're going to be.
That's I needed clarity. That was it right there.
Yeah, that said it right there. Said it right there.
Yeah, I'm going to read the white paper. I got to read this. Go to it. You know, because like I said, there was another one also, Real. Mm-hmm. I think it's called Real, but I got to look into that one also, bro. There's just like so many.
Yeah, there's way too many. I mean, we got the list of them. And, you know, granted, not all of them are going to be heavy hitters, but... but I think that's it. Asset, I want to thank you for joining us, man. I do apologize that we were literally just finishing up right when you joined us, but definitely check out our archived videos.
Feel especially to tonight.
We're on. Yeah, definitely tonight.
Tonight's
definitely
this one got a little. Today's got a little little crazy, man. This is
He said, "Do we get a free golf game?" That sounds good to me. Yeah, definitely check out our other videos though. We're on every night. I'll definitely be checking you out on Sphere. Shout us out, like, share, subscribe. Oz, I want to thank you for joining us. It's been a pleasure, gentlemen.
Anyways, Asset Mind already subscribed to us.
Yeah. All right,
already subscribed. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, yeah,
thanks for that.
But yeah, we're gonna be doing more. This one we just kind of landed on. We definitely do get in depth with pretty much everything. We talk about, usually we talk more about ICO or pre-sales. Sometimes we catch them when they're in the middle of their ICOs, but you know, it's just usually when they're hot still. Like yesterday we touched on one that even though it was in the middle, it's still only 13 cents and it seemed like a real good one.
Yeah, we talk anything and everything crypto and guys.
And even current events, personal life, anything, just to joke around, have fun in it. Everybody make money together. That's what it's about. There's enough money to go around for everybody, you know?
Yeah, we talk about everything and anything that you guys come across, any crypto coins, projects, you know, throw it at us. It helps us out and it gives us some stuff to look out for, you know.
As you guys know, there's some collaborations too, so.
Yep.
But anyway, gentlemen, thanks for joining us. Host, Ruben. He said he's gotten into a couple of ICOs. I know Chris definitely has too. But we'll definitely get more in on that tomorrow, though.
Leave them in the, if you don't mind, you could leave them in the comments. Leave some. Yeah, I'd love to look them up.
Like I said, we're on every night regardless. So definitely feel free to join us.
Yes. But
anybody else? I'm your host, Ruben.
And Chris Crypto. Thanks, everybody. Thank you very much.
Like, share, subscribe, and have a good night.
Peace.